Now on to something that I know is on everyone's calendar. September 6th is primary day in Massachusetts. Wait, it's not on your calendar? You mean you're not one of the barely 15% of registered voters who are expected to cast a primary ballot tomorrow? Well, joining us now with several reasons why you might actually want to engage in your civic duty is Matt Murphy. He's a reporter for the Statehouse News Service. Matt, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk first about why there's an expected 15% turnout so low for tomorrow.
Sure. Well, you know, not only is it on a Thursday this year, which may have many people forgetting about it, but you don't really have that high-profile, top-of-the-ticket race like an Elizabeth Warren primary if she had a Democratic challenge, or a Scott Brown Republican primary in the Senate race would have an impact on driving voters to the polls tomorrow. We're looking at a smattering of state rep races, a few competitive congressional districts. But other than that, it's lacking that big race that would drive people out.
Well, let's briefly take a look at a couple of those competitive districts. The first one is out in western Massachusetts, the first congressional district. That's got some strong candidates in the Democratic primary for the House of Representatives, doesn't it?
It does. And that's a seat that is sort of brand new to a lot of voters through redistricting and the retirement of Congressman Olver. Representative Richard Neal is taking over a broad swath of the Berkshires and Western Mass that he never had before. So we're looking at a race there between the incumbent Neal, former state senator and register of deeds in Berkshire County, well known out in that new area for the congressman, Andrea Nuciforo, as well as Bill Sheen. So a lot of people are watching that. Neal would be the favorite to carry that seat and retain his seat, but it could be close, and the dynamics of a new district will also be interesting to watch.
Mm. Let's swing over to the 9th district, then, where a redistricting has also had an effect. Representative Bill Keating has a challenger in Bristol District Attorney Sam Sutter. What's at stake in that race?
Sure. Sam Sutter decided he wanted to go for this seat after redistricting, wanted to challenge the incumbent. And even though Bill Keating had to move out of Quincy, move down to Bourne to stay within that seat, he still represented much of that new district for the past 2 years, is pretty well-liked still, gave a very impassioned speech to the Boston Labor Breakfast on Monday and is enjoying the labor support and the party support. So it would be an upset, but another race to watch.
And finally, the 4th congressional district, which on the Democratic side, many people might know that Joe Kennedy III is running, but he's got some challengers in this primary. Who are they?
He sure does. Well, you know, that's a three-way race with Joe Kennedy widely expected to carry that the Democratic nomination. But you have Herb Robinson running, who, as you might remember, dropped out of the Senate race to enter the congressional race, as well as Rachel Brown, who might best be known for getting into a confrontation with Barney Frank, who's retiring, and he called her a dining room table.
Well, on the Republican side of this primary, we, of course, know that Sean Bealot is running, Elizabeth Child as well, and David Steinhoff. Sean Bealot has recently encountered some difficulty regarding his last run and maybe some problems with the Federal Election Commission and his campaign. Is there any sense that that has affected his candidacy on the Republican side?
You never know. As you mentioned, it's hard to tell what impact these stories will have about sort of the lack of reporting or misreporting of some expenditures from his past campaign. But Bealot obviously enters this with greater name recognition, having run against Frank in the 2010 cycle. But he's going against Elizabeth Childs, who has a great resume, a former mental health commissioner under former Governor Romney, and David Steinhoff in that race, too, with a three-way dynamic that could shift things. The Republicans are going to need someone strong to go up against the likely Democratic nominee in Kennedy, and we'll learn a lot come tomorrow.
Well, Matt Murphy is a reporter for the Statehouse News Service. He joins us with this primer on Primary Thursday tomorrow. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.